I spray them on there. So I got a bucket this year.
Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting, Monday, August the 31st. It is, according to my watch, about 11:55? No, I'm sorry. What time is it? 10:55, excuse me. I haven't worn this watch in a while. I forgot to make the turn. Anyhow, welcome, everybody. Item number one's a call to order. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the August.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number three is a public comment period. If anybody has anything they'd like to say, you can step up to the podium, give you up to 3 minutes to be able to talk. Anybody? All right, since seeing none, we'll move on. Employee Years of Service is number four. Employee Years of Service recognition.
Okay.
Steve?
Hello, thank you. Am I on? Is it on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Nicole Harvey, will you come up here, please? If you would come up front, please.
She just said, here, we hold that. I said, no, we don't do that here.
Well, we do today, so.
Well, okay.
Members of the Recreation Committee, I wanted to introduce you to Nicole Harvey. I'm sure you know her very well already, but wanted to recognize her today for 10 years of service to the town of Mount Pleasant. I wasn't able to be there on Friday, but I was on leave. But we did a little surprise at the movies on Friday night to kind of recognize her for 10 years, but we wanted to do it here at committee as well. I'll start with the fact that she has, you know, 10 years ago in 2010, when Nicole started here, it was the Community Development and Tourism office that she worked for. And then it switched to the Cultural Affairs and Tourism office. And then in 2016, she moved to the Recreation Department as the Special Events office. But the amount of growth that has occurred in the special events area since 2010 is remarkable. And the number of things that she has taken on is incredible. 2010, there were approximately four event days a year, four major events, the big, you know, Blessing the Fleet and the Christmas Parade and Children's Day and
Art Fest.
There's the four major events each year. Right now, we have 40 plus event days a year. So things that have been added during that time is the farmers market, been every Tuesday all the way from April, usually ending at the end of September, but this year being extended all the way through October. Party in the Park, four Tuesdays usually in June. Summer movies, we just finished our summer movies over at Waterfront Park. It was very, very successful. We added four or five, depending on how many Fridays there are in the month. We just didn't finish those. We've added the Summer Splash Bash, and we've added the Sweetgrass Basket Festival as well, the Sweetgrass Festival. Nicole has also been assigned oversight of the Cultural Arts and Pride Commission, and she's expanded their role, you know, with the Pocket Park Sculptures, the Traffic Box Art, the Mayor's Art Reception here at Town Hall, Art on the Half Shell, and Paint the Town Murals. And she serves as a board of director on the board of directors for the Bridge Run. She facilitates special event permits throughout the town, and she also serves on our EOC, helping with food distribution and leading that effort. So Nicole's efforts here in the town are widespread. Her leadership is felt throughout many, many different areas. These are all the notes that I had, but I just wanted to add that we depend on her tremendously. She's a member of our senior staff in the Recreation Department. Her input and her dedication to work and her example she has in the department is tremendous. And so with that, I want to recognize you. 10 years of service and your
thank
pen.
You. Can I take my thing off?
I don't know.
Not
there
long,
we go.
Distance, whatever. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
All those offices, that's why I'm a little schizophrenic.
Thank you.
All right. Item number five is discussion and possible action with regard to implementing paid parking at Memorial Waterfront Park and other town-owned parks and facilities. Eric.
I mean, I can go ahead and take it. I know, I think, Sarah, it was something that you as chairman asked to place on the agenda. So good morning again, members of the committee. This is something we got involved with back in 2013. We installed several kiosks at the Memorial Waterfront Park. Total cost was $250,000 to install. We netted, after payments had to go out, netted about $50,000 a year at the time. And it rose to become sort of a controversial issue, and later the kiosks were removed by a decision of town council. Technology has advanced and different things are available today. Apps that handle paid parking. If this is something that this committee and certainly a majority of town council wished us to pursue, we can do it. There are apps out there, like you may have heard of Passport, where they handle a lot of it and charge a fee, which is collected on top of the hourly type payment. Probably doesn't remove the need for a kiosk still. For those who aren't as familiar or savvy with that type of technology. So it can be done. There are many things to consider, and that is what platforms you'd like us to use, where you'd like us to do it, whether to keep it at Memorial Waterfront Park or perhaps expand to other areas around town, other public parking locations like Shem Creek Park or Alhambra Hall or Coleman or wherever you see fit. So that's really the question for deliberation for y'all. The administration of it is something we'd have to figure out and be able to perform. But if this is the will of council, we can certainly begin the process of implementing some type of paid parking.
Thank you, Eric. You know, I just brought it up. I've brought it up before. Everybody knows. With the buildings over at Patriots Point coming close to being completed now, you know, I know that those folks there, if they have free parking over at our park, they're going to park there and just walk across the little boardwalk to their offices, and so it's going to minimize, you know, opportunity for our citizens to have parking. That was one concern that I had. Secondly, as our park has gotten more and more popular, people running the bridge, exercising, and with phase three getting ready to, you know, start up soon, I was just concerned that if it attracts more people there, it's going to attract more parking there. And now just want to make sure that this is clear, that I wasn't advocating our citizens having to pay for parking. Citizens would get free parking. I'm talking about people who are visiting the park from other places, be it the city of Charleston, Folly Beach, you know, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms, places to be able to pay for the parking. But I just wanted to bring it up because I know, like I say, with phase three coming on, we're going to attract more people there. There's going to be a lot more people coming. The offices over there at Patriots Point, when they get built, those folks are not going to want to pay $8 an hour for the parking garage. And the people visiting those offices and all, they're going to want to park in our park and walk over for free. So I just wanted to bring it up for discussion so that we could start thinking about this and see if it's something that we want to do. I mean, it's revenue that might be able to help the town a little bit. As we know, you know, we could certainly use some more revenue, but I just wanted to bring it up for discussion and see whether or not we should be doing it, or at least get everybody's opinion up. I just think it's an important issue to take a look at right now. It's not like I'm trying to do what Isle of Palms is doing and penalize people. I'm just thinking about our citizens and having the ability for them to come down there and park for free and be able to enjoy their community park and not have to worry about other people parking there to not come down there to the park, but to go over to Patriots Point or, you know, walk the bridge or whatever. So that was my reason for bringing it up. I just wanted to see what committee thought about it and if we had any recommendations.
I just worry about the administration and the cost of it and how do you identify who's a resident, and you know, we have 90,000, so do we have to send out 90,000 decals, or you know, how does that kind of work. You know, I get the idea of paid parking if it was just paid parking for everyone, and it's kind of easier to administer, but I don't know. That's just kind of where my head's at. I worry about how we, I like the idea. I just worry about how we do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same place. I worry about the administration of it, particularly with having a different, you know, having it be free for residents and paid for non. But I do see the problem that you raise, Councilman Santos, of once Patriots Park is up and running and there are many, many people coming there, and especially their employees, if they have to pay for parking there, it's, I mean, if I'm making minimum wage, I'm going to go park for free and I'll walk. So I think that that's something that I think we do need to consider this. One, I've seen there's places these days where they just have a sign, there's no kiosk, and it's all app based, and it's sort of just. So I think there can be lesser cost up front, and maybe we need to explore what the cheapest option would be to implement this, and then maybe have the decals be an opt in, you know, so not sending it out to 90,000 residents, but you know, you kind of come get one.
That's a good idea. So, Eric, I guess you heard what she said. I mean, I think that's good for you for us to look into that and see.
Because if it's cost prohibitive, you know, or maybe we wait and see if it's a problem, you know, once Patriots Point's up and running, or do we open a dialogue up with Patriots Point about their employees and how, you know, or we have a limit at, or just put up a sign with a time limit that you can't park there for more than 2 hours.
Mm.
And that way we prevent full-time employees from using that as their parking lot.
Well, I had spoken to somebody over at Patriots Point, and they clearly thought that we should charge as well, because I mean, especially whoever's operating that garage and making that revenue from the garage is going to lose money if they're parking for free over in our facility. So they clearly would want to see us also charge, so that would keep them from coming all the way, you know, from losing revenue as well for that garage. So, but I like the idea about the app. Almost everybody has the phone and has the phone now that can go on the app. And maybe, Eric, if we could just look into that, see the possibility of us doing that. I'm not really technically into that kind of stuff, so I need somebody to be able to look into it and tell me whether or not we can do that, whether that will cost anything, and the idea about if they want a free decal, they can come down here and pick one up. You know, that was a good idea as well. So if you could just look into that, and then you can come back to us next time and tell us. I mean, we don't need a decision today. I just wanted to open it for discussion, and sure. Those were good ideas, guys. Thanks. All right. Go ahead.
For item number six, I requested this one to be on the agenda, but in the interest of time, since we're running way behind and this is not, you know, a time-sensitive thing, I would just, if you're okay with this, Mr. Santos, we'll just move that discussion to next month's committee meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to go ahead and make a motion? We'll just...
I move to move item number six to the October committee meeting.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, Steve, if we can be quick, as you see, we want to get these other committees in here working, so go ahead.
Yes, sir. All right. I wanted to brief you on some discussion on our fall special events and kind of what we have in mind for the programs, primarily dealing with Children's Day and how our special events will come to be and what we should do with Children's Day. In evaluating the program, we do not feel like we can do Children's Day in any fashion that would reflect what Children's Day has been in the past. The size and scope of the event and the number of people that it serves, we don't think that we are in a position to do that at this time. In lieu of that, we are looking at a couple different options, and Nicole, I wanted you to brief on that, dealing with a summer movie series, an additional movie series and another event.
Thank you, Steve. So I'm not sure if did this get sent to them. We've, after doing extensive research and analysis on, like Steve said, Children's Day in its form, and it's what it's supposed to be, is just not possible. So what we have started doing is looking at what are some smaller things we can do, because the movie series at the park has been really well received. Mm-hmm. People absolutely are self-regulating. We have purposely been choosing movies that would not be blockbusters and invite a huge crowd, but we've had a good crowd every week and people have been very happy with it. So in lieu of a mid-October Children's Day Festival, which I don't really honestly think anybody is expecting this year, we are talking about a five Fridays in October movie series at Carolina Park. Mm. We have met with public services, walked through kind of what that would look like, and feel like it could be a really successful event there. Another option that we've talked about is on November 22nd, which would be the Sunday before Thanksgiving, having just a small fall festival. We don't want to call it Children's Day because we don't want people to expect to come and find Children's Day, but much, much smaller. We would not close the parking lot. We would have it on the multi-purpose field, but still offer families a way to get out and enjoy fall. And then we've got some other smaller events that we're talking about potentially doing that, of course, we'll keep you updated on, potentially an opera or a theater type thing, maybe even out on the lawn here. So we do have some small things in the work, which is totally opposite of our normal mindset, but we really want to just give the community something to do.
Good. Thank you so much. Appreciate all y'all do for the kids and the citizens over there.
Thank you.
The rec department.
The whole thought process on the movies, like I said, it has been very successful. We have the ability. We know how to do it. We know how it will work, and we think that that will be very successful. And finally give us a chance to do something at Carolina Park. You know, that was originally made with in mind of doing events out there, and would like to give it its first shot in October.
Now, the building out there, that's open. You'll be able to use that? Good.
Right. Mm-hmm. We've met Troy up there the other day, Tracy and I, and walked it, and we've got it all laid out, and I think it will be a really nice event.
Good. All right. Yeah. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Anything further, Steve?
Nothing on the fall special events, but I just did want to just briefly go over our program report and let you know that things are going very well. As I had reported last time, you know, some of our numbers are down slightly, but not dramatically by any means. You know, baseball, football's actually up a little bit, but you see our numbers there, and soccer and volleyball are still very strong. Our facility rental is starting to pick up again because we have been down for so long, and we're starting to pick up again. And swim lessons, the farmers market, and the other events that are coming up. I did want to mention again that the farmers market is being extended through the month of October. Normally it ends in September, but it's going to be extended through the month of October. And as Nicole had mentioned, we're just looking for places when we've had to cancel so many things, trying to find the things that we can, little extras that we can do here and there to be able to serve this community.
Okay. That it?
That's all.
All right, guys. Item number 9 is adjournment. We are adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Rambo, for your